Hello everybody, you're listening to Prison to Palace. I'm your host, Pastor Alfred. Prison to Palace is a series of broadcasts that briefly highlights certain portions of books that I've written, as well as books that I'm currently writing, that aim to comfort, inform, and support those in prison with messages of faith, hope, and love. You know, we believe that God can take you from prison to palace. We believe in you because God hasn't given up on you. You know, so believe in God and you will see that miracles do happen and dark nights lead to brighter days. The topic of today's broadcast is Don't Stop Growing. Let us open our Bibles to the book of 2 Peter chapter 3, verse 18. I'm reading from the King James Version of the Bible. But grow in grace and in the knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. To him be glory both now and forever. Amen. Praise the Lord. You see, it's important that we grow in grace and in the knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. The fact that you are in prison does not mean that you should stop growing. The fact that you are in prison does not mean that you should give up. One big problem with a lot of people who are in prison is that they get too occupied with the life inside of prison and the negative aspects of the life inside of prison, the world inside of prison, that they forget that they will come out someday for a lot of them. You see? And the thing is that when they come out, they are not ready for the outside world. Because all that time they were in prison, they were actually supposed to prepare for the day they will come out. But because they are not prepared, they will end up going back in after they come out. You see, this is something that is up to you. It is not something that you should wait for the government to do. A lot of people fall into this trap that they keep waiting for somebody to do things for them. Stop waiting for the government to save you. You see, do what you have to do yourself. Help yourself. Stop waiting for the government to help you. Stop waiting for the government to come up with a program that will actually help you improve yourself in prison and also so that when you go out, you won't come back in. No, the government is not the one that gave birth to you. You see, whether it is your right or not, don't be that person who ends up burning, who ends up suffering, because your rights were denied you. You see, there are people whose rights are denied them, but they still do well. Why? Because they make provision to move forward, irrespective of the fact that their rights is being denied them. Don't be that person who uses your rights being denied you, or privileges being extended to you, or charity being extended to you, or not being extended to you, being an influence on your outcome. You see, if there's nobody there to help you, help yourself. You need to commit yourself to continuously increase in knowledge. Increase in knowledge of professions, of things to do. Also, most importantly, increase in the knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. Increase in the knowledge of the things of God. If you are increasing in that knowledge, you'll be built and you'll be more equipped to face temptations, to face tribulations, to face trials when they come your way, especially when you walk out of that prison. So that time that you are now in prison, you know, it may look like you'll be in there for a long time, but that long time is surely going to come to an end. What are you going to do when you are at the other end of the prison stay, when you are dismissed? You spent all those years not getting ready. Yes, it may be that you're looking at it as, they have put you in a position where you are wasting away 10 years of your life, 20 years of your life. You know, they are locking you up for 10 years or 20 years or whatever number of years it is. But those years, you can use it to build yourself. You can use it to learn. You can use it to grow. You can use it to improve yourself. You see, so when you come out, you are actually somebody who is fully equipped and loaded and is going to be in great demand for. People are going to be looking for you. Companies are going to be looking for you. Customers are going to be looking for you because you have something to offer. You have products that you can create, services that you can create based off all the skills that you have learned. You see, the way there's a will, there's a way. Don't say that my prison does not have a library or a good library. No, don't say that there are no teaching programs. No, you have to learn to seek these things yourself. You see, some people go to prison and the only thing they come out with is basically nothing and a little knowledge of not only how to actually continue surviving in prison, but new information about different kinds of crimes. You see, that is a way to actually waste your life. It is bad enough that you have been given whatever number of years you have been given, but you truly waste it when you do not grow in those years, when you do not learn in those years. Make sure that you grow. The fact that you are in prison does not mean that you should stop growing. That is your own problem. That is up to you. Make sure you learn. Make sure you increase. Make sure you develop your mind. Make sure you increase in the knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. You see, increase in your knowledge of God. Let your relationship with God go stronger and let your knowledge about the things of God grow higher. Let also your level of wisdom and knowledge in all things also increase and grow higher. That is what you should be doing. You know, now for those of you who have been given life, even if you were given life and you are saying that you may not ever be released, even if you were given 3 life sentences, you do not know the future. You may still be released. And even if you actually are not released, guess what? It is still better to grow than to not grow. You see, it is still better for you to be a grown person and actually be somebody that has something to offer. You can offer value to those who are in the prison. You can offer value with those who will one day leave. You can offer value to the way the prison is run and the things that are happening in the prison, the life in the prison. You can improve it. It's up to you to improve it. The government is not going to walk into prisons and improve it. You see, stop waiting for that. You yourself, you can. But you have to build yourself, you have to improve yourself. So even if you are given life, you still have so much to give to those in the prison who will someday be free, and to the prison system itself, and to those who are functioning in the prison. You see, you can change lives, you can win souls, you can lead people to Christ. One thing you have to know is that there are certain gangs that the way they actually have grown, in spite of the fact that their leader has been put in jail, one of the key ways they have grown is by being wise and increasing in wisdom, giving value to those around you, you see. And what you have to understand is that what you are doing is a seed, and it could change the harvest of your future. You see, in spite of the fact that you are giving life, you're giving value to people's lives. You're changing lives permanently. You're leading people to Christ. You're changing people's lives in prison. Instead of mounting upon your previous sins or the previous wrongs that you have done. Because man's punishment is man's punishment, but God's punishment is God's punishment. You see, your being in prison is man's punishment. Your being put in jail is man's punishment. It has nothing to do with God's punishment. You see, God has his own punishments. You see, so understand that serving time is between you and man and the way that the world functions. God has not yet visited you. You see, in many cases, your being in prison is a part of God visiting you. But your punishment, your outcome for your sins, there is a hell that awaits those who actually do not receive Christ or take up forgiveness and remission of sins from Christ in spite of the sins they have committed. Do not mount sins upon your existing sins. You see, it is very important that you come to Christ and you become somebody who is a follower of Christ. It is of extreme importance that this is what you do. So make sure you make the right choice. Be wise. Be smart. Now, if you are listening to this broadcast and you have not given your life to Jesus Christ, I would like you after me, I mean it with all your heart. Dear God, I come to you in the name of Jesus. Your word says, whosoever shall call on the name of the Lord shall be saved, according to Acts 2:21. So now I call upon the name of Jesus, and I ask that you save me. I ask Jesus to come into my heart, to be the Lord of my life. I believe in my heart and confess with my mouth that Jesus Christ is the Son of God. I believe He came, died, and rose from the dead as to set me free from sin and to reconcile me with you. I receive eternal life into my spirit now. I thank you because now I am saved. I am now born again. I am now one of your kids. Hallelujah. If you say that prayer, congratulations. You just ask Christ to come into your heart. I would like those of you who were Christians but you backslid, I would like you to say this prayer for those of you who are returning backsliders. If you said the previous prayer, you don't need to say this prayer. So you don't say this one. This is just for those who backslid. Dear Father God, I ask for your mercy and forgiveness for turning my back on you. I come back to you today in total sincerity. And like the parable of the prodigal son, I thank you for giving me back my place in you. I thank you for receiving me back with joy and gladness. I confess that Jesus Christ is the Lord of my life and God the Father is my daddy. Hallelujah. If you say that prayer, congratulations. See? So I'm very happy for you. I would like you to pray this last prayer, asking God to give you the gifts of the Holy Spirit. Dear Heavenly Father, I thank you for making me born again. Your word says that you would freely give the Holy Spirit to all those who ask, according to Luke 11:13. I ask that you give me your Holy Spirit to live in me. And as I've asked, I've also received by faith. I thank you, Father, for your precious gifts. In Jesus' name, amen. Congratulations. If you just say that prayer, you just received the Holy Ghost. You received Him by faith. Congratulations. I would like all of you who are listening to join the family. The family is short for the Family of God Christian Church. You know, you can join online at pastoralfred.com or go to thefamily.xyz. Also, keep in mind that we have the Pastor Alfred's Investors Club. The Investors Club gives you the opportunity to invest in a vast array of investment opportunities all around the world, as well as have your ideas, your businesses, your startups invested in. You know, it's an asset management organization for Christians. So make sure you join that. Membership is 100% free forever. Lastly, keep in mind that we have the Pastor Alfred product brand. The Pastor Alfred product brand is a range of product brands that we will keep adding more product brands to it. You know, there are products that you buy on a regular basis, toothpaste, toothbrush, and so on. You know, these products are things that when they are owned by non-Christians, the money that the owners of this company are making from it is used against the gospel. It is used to fight the gospel. A lot of all these companies give to politicians that fight against the gospel. A lot of all these companies give to Planned Parenthood that kills babies left, right, and center in different places all around the world. You see, they are killing millions of babies, committing the biggest act of human genocide and human sacrifice that has ever been known to mankind. You see, so these are the companies that most of these people support. That is why it's very important for you to patronize and also invest or start a Christian-owned company. You see, when you go to the PastorAlfred.com website, you'll see the range of products that we deal with. You can begin to patronize or subscribe to receiving products from us. You see, so it is very important that you do that. Once again, thank you and God bless you.